Blog Talk Radio.
Robert Gatewood.
Man, I'm doing very well, thank you. It's been a busy Wednesday in August.
Hold on, man. I thought you retired.
Man, this retirement thing ain't exactly what I thought it was going to be. I'm working harder than I've ever worked in my life. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back to work so I can get some rest. That's what I'm going to do.
I can't feel sorry for you, brother.
Well, I think you're in the same boat, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
I see you. You doing Black Voters Matter. You doing Holler. You doing Lion King, tennis matches, 501, 5Ks, and 10Ks, and K through 12, and KK. Well, not KKK. You don't do that now. I don't care how retired you get. Don't do the KKK. Leave them alone. But yeah. But I guess that's what we do. It's harder.
Yeah.
You know, it's, man, it's harder. Go ahead, bro.
What do you say, Robert?
It's hard to stop working. When you've been working all your life, you just can't turn it off. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's the problem. Just trying to cut it off is not going to work. You gotta cruise out, you know?
It's like when you're going down the interstate, you just can't make a 90-degree right turn.
Yeah.
You need a deceleration lane.
Yeah,
I think maybe that's what we're in right now.
You gotta take the exit, man, and hope it's a pretty good little, needs to be a pretty little ramp on that exit.
Yeah, get you slow down a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. That's tough, man. But it's good. It's good. I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing. It's just a lot of it. There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing exactly.
Is it still work,
I'm,
though? Is it still work, though, if you're enjoying it?
Yeah.
It still works.
Keeping it real, brother. Yeah.
Got off a Zoom call with one of my staff a few minutes ago. I'm trying to move all the work to other people. If I can just delegate and manage, because I don't want to be the interface. I don't want to be the face of the project anymore. I want somebody else to do it. I can get behind the scenes and be the wizard behind the curtain. I don't want to be that face anymore. I really don't. I just want to put some other folks out front and let them get a little credit and get a little more skill. And I think I've done enough. I want, at this point, I want to push some other folks out front, let them do their thing. And so I'm navigating this thing the best I can, but it's still a lot of work. I mean, somebody else out there probably has tried to retire and find out it's not as easy as they thought it was.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not just unique to the brother for real.
Well, here's what you find yourself up against. Especially if you're like grassroots or you started your own business. You're caught between keeping the same brand or standard. You know where I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say. I am on the same search you're in. Trying to find someone you can release it to or pass the baton to. And it's difficult because everybody has their own thing going on, you know. They're not somebody that's waiting on you to pass them a torch, you know. The one when you find that person you think is right for it, it's like nobody's just right for your thing. I hope I'm making sense.
I don't think that's ever going to be the case, but I think the chasm between what you want and what's available has grown. In the past, at least you could get closer.
Mm-hmm.
I think now it's further apart. And because I think it has been exacerbated by the pandemic, and it's just people, a lot of people just don't want to work now. They really don't. I know I sound like one of these folks who've been saying that, and I don't want to sound like one of these, you know, we hear a lot of this from the people on the right, but it is some truth to it. People don't want to work as much as they used to. They really don't. They've gotten used to this working from home and get on Zoom. And you tell somebody that can do some real work nowadays, boy, it's It's rough.
It's rough. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He called me. He said, man, I'm looking for an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
Friend between an electrician. I hope one's listening to that. Is listening. I hope one's listening. Anyway, I told him, I said, I can't refer to you one that I just can't. I can't refer to you one that I recommend. And I hope one's listening so I can recommend it. So,
yeah,
I just said, man, that's just hard. It's just hard for me to find somebody that will stick to it right now. You know, maybe the day will come back, but kind of stuck out here in the middle of it. You know, the people say that they can't find the parts. The parts going to be 20 weeks out before they can get the parts to do your job. Or they just don't come back. Or don't. It's really a hard situation out here right now.
But how many problems can we attribute to this pandemic? I think that there are so many ills in society right now. And I think the pandemic has been kind of like the catch-all. It's the default excuse for a lot of things that are wrong right now. We've seen this hatred on the rise, intolerance, gun violence. People don't want to work. I'm just wondering where this thing is going. And I don't want to be a doom and gloomer, but it's different. It really is different. You can't go outside your door anymore without worrying about a bullet hitting your head, or heaven knows you get behind the wheel of your car. Somebody follow you into the parking lot ready to fight you for cutting them off, and you didn't even know you cut them off. There's always that threat of a gun, and I used to think it was just crazy Trump supporters. Man, but I'm telling you, have you seen the complexion and gender of the last few shooters? Or it doesn't matter, man. It's black women, men, children, young, old, black, white, Latino. It is everybody. It's across the board.
Everybody's shooting, bro. It's just a bad deal right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Brothers for Real Radio Show. The guest call-in number is 215-383-3872. We're going to go right into our topic tonight of Got to Be Real. I think that's maybe, Robert, everybody is real now. I ain't really want to work anyway. You know, maybe people are being just real. They used to do what they thought society wanted them to do. They thought society wanted them to work. Be on time, and so now they're not. I don't know.
You may be on to something there. I actually had this thought a couple of days ago.
Right.
I was thinking when I got out of college, I was young, I was energetic, I was just bursting with ideas. I mean, I was like, I had an idea a minute, but society dictated that I go work for a company, sit behind a desk 8 hours a day, get a car note, get a mortgage or a rent. Now I'm locked in. All that creativity suddenly is stifled.
Exactly.
It's like, you can't do jack. Your goal right now is to pay for this car. Your goal right now is to pay for this mortgage or this rent. Forget this creativity stuff. You have responsibilities. And I asked Leon, you must have been reading my mind. I pondered myself this week. I said, what if I had gotten out with all of that energy and talent and ingenuity and creativity and not gone the corporate route and did what some of these young people right now are doing? Don't go out here and get these big mortgages and cars. They're Ubering everywhere now. They're not buying houses and they have freed up their, they've been exercising their options.
Right.
Now, is that gonna work in their benefit down the road? Or is, like you're saying, they're just keeping it real? That's what they really want to do anyway. We didn't. Right. We felt more pressured to do it the other way.
That's right. That's right. And it's stressful. That other way. But, you know, that's a thought. That's a thought, folks. We're throwing things on the table out here that we're thinking about. What could be the issue? But I really am thinking. A lot of it has to do with the new attitude in the world now. I do what I want to do. The catch is, can you make money doing what you want to do? Can you survive doing what you want to do? I see a lot of people on the street wanting money. And depending on your present situation or your attitude about it, you'll shoo them out the way or you give them some money. And I think the odds are, if they stay out there long enough, they'll get enough to make it without having to go clock in someplace, you know.
Well, you said that can they make their money doing it. I did a show on the Marketing Pulpit flagship on Friday, and I asked the question, does wokeness equal brokenness? In other words, when you're real, self comes out, your enlightened self, your free to speak your mind self, your do what you feel is right and just self, can you still do that and make your money? Or right. Do you have to somehow sideline that wokeness? And I'm telling you, the word wokeness, I have a quick take on that too. Because once upon a time, wokeness was a term of endearment that means really you're enlightened. The shackles have come off your eyes and you see things the way they should be and you're more socially conscious. Well, the people on the right, like Ron DeSantis and Jim Jordan and those guys, they turned woke into the new N-word. It's
Thanks.
Part of that massive dog whistle that they're using right now. To say somebody's woke is basically saying, don't do what black folks want. Anything that's going to threaten our superiority is called woke now. And they're just out there with it saying it. I mean, they got even anti-woke laws on the book. That's behind this whole banning of critical race theory. But all of that, Leon, also ties into what you're saying. They're being real, too. They've been that way all along.
Oh, yeah.
So there is no contradiction here. They're being real. They're really keeping it real.
They're keeping it real. And I think the only counter to that is to be real yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We can no longer, fake being woke, however they want to put it. I mean, we really have to be real on that, guys, because it's a time now where everything that we thought was safe is being challenged.
Yeah.
Thought it was safe. You thought being able to vote was safe. It's not. It's being challenged every day. Everything that you thought was safe, everything that your forefathers fought for, and that's another reason they don't want you reading history books, everything your forefathers fought for, forefathers and mothers, is being challenged. All the rights that you had, your right to vote, your right to peacefully assemble, all those things are being challenged right now. And it's being called wokeness, and that's a bad, like Baba just said, that's something they're putting on it to make it not palatable to an average white person.
They call that the dog whistle. It's like,
that's right.
It used to be busing, it's state rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's they have these little code words they throw around, and they wink when they use it.
Right.
But it's not really that much coded. We're not dumb, but we know what they're doing when they say state rights and busing and these other terms that they know is going to favor them and penalize other people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And now wokeness is the new term they use. We are anti-woke. I mean, I can't believe they actually had an anti-woke bill on the ballot down in Florida. In other words, anything that challenges our superiority or power structure, we're going to label it woke and make it against the law. Basically, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you see a sign that says black voters matter or something like that, you really need to start paying attention to it. Don't take it as a fad. Don't take it as something you don't feel like you're safe being a part of, because it's serious out here now. You got this guy down in Florida, this DeSantis guy. He has no shame to his game. I mean, he is not ashamed of being what he is. He is not ashamed
of really
more. Yeah, Lord, oh, slimy. He's a slimy guy. He just he just tries to see how bad he can get and still be accepted by anybody. Not just racist, just anybody. Whatever he can be accepted by. He just, I don't really know what to say about that guy. But find a way to get him out of office.
Yep. And what we have to do is not be distracted by these sideshows and these is really bombastic behavior. We have to stay on our game. We have to keep building our businesses. We have to keep teaching our children. We have to keep supporting our institutions. We have to support our businesses. We have to pursue our dreams. We have to stay on our purposes. And because part of their strategy is to rattle you, to make you get off your game. You've been pursuing this. You've had this dream in the back of your head most of your life, and you're about to go out here and step out on it and let faith do its thing. And here they come, throwing things in the way to get you to talk about them and all the crap they're trying to do. Now, we can walk and chew gum at the same time, but at the same time, we cannot. We've still got to start our businesses. We've still got to support our businesses. We still got to get our education, our certifications. We still have to vote. We have to encourage others to vote. Don't let them throw you off your game with this crazy talk, this some of this dangerous talk of threats of war and civil war and this and that and the other. We can't get too hung up on that. We got to take it seriously. But the goal is to get you off your stride. And I hate to admit it, they've been successful in a lot of areas because we're seeing a lot of our institutions, like you said, Leon, are being challenged. People that are running them have kind of lost their way because their attention has been diverted. And then we got these young people. Oh, my goodness, who is guiding them anymore? Every time I open up the TV screen, somebody's grabbing an armload of clothes and running out the store or shooting and robbing a Uber driver or beating up some little old lady. I'm like, my goodness. Oh, my God. I don't mean to be all over the place, but I'm just kind of – I'm a little frustrated tonight because it's when you start to feel like you're losing control, that can cause frustration. And I think that's a condition that's kind of taking over the country right now. It's like, can I go out the door anymore? Where do we bring this back? What's the answer to bring this back and put the wheels back on the wagon? So I'm just musing over here. I'm musing. I'm just kind of thinking out loud.
It's a tough game, man. It's a tough game. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Brothers for Real radio show. The number to call is 215-383-3872. Once you dial that number and you would like to speak, please hit the one key on your keypad and we'll know you have something to say. Robert, I was looking up the word real. And, you had to go to the slang version, the urban version, the urban definition to get what you're looking for. Well, it says the act of being true to oneself.
Hmm.
Not put on a facade. And the act of being true to others. Now, how many people do you know? Oh, boy. It's tough. I know some people. I know some true people. Real people. I do.
You mean that are true to themselves?
That are true to themselves. I know some people that are true to themselves, and I have a pretty good idea they're true to me.
Okay.
I just want people, I'm not going to complain about or try to assume or guess who's not. I would just like to stress the importance of how, I'm just want to stress how important it is to be real to yourself and to your culture and to your friends and to your family.
Because well, Leon, life gets...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
sir.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say life gets easier when you are real and true to yourself and others. When you're wearing a mask and trying to live a certain kind of lifestyle and please people, and it's a tough life. But what maturity brings out the best in us, maturity and life experience, and you are more real. And sometimes people still judge you based on your past when you weren't so real. And
right.
No matter how many times you tell them that you have evolved, and people do evolve.
Right.
I think we have to give people that benefit of the doubt if they say they've evolved. You have to let them evolve. Let them be their new selves. Because nobody's perfect. Some people have access to new information. Some have improved themselves. Some have gone out of their way to make sure that they have tried to leave some of their unreal habits in the past.
That's right.
I think we have to give them that liberty. Well, I know that many people I've judged on what they've done in the past or what kind of person they were in the past, and you start to realize that maybe they're not that person anymore.
That's right.
And so real is you don't come out of the womb real. Let's put it that way. That's my point. Real, becoming real is an evolutionary process. And you get that by interacting with different types of people, getting new information, tapping into your purpose. Those things coagulate into realness. And it's not something you just wake up one morning and say, well, I'm real today. No, it was a process to get you there.
For sure.
So I do give people the liberty of being who they are, and I try not to be judgmental.
That's
right. You tell me you're a different person, I do, because we're all still growing. We're all still learning. I remember Jesse Jackson, when he was giving his famous speech when he was running for president, said, God is not through with me yet.
He said,
look, I know I've done some things. God is still working on me. And I think we all have, whatever your God is or whatever you pray to, you have to realize that none of us are complete. And I think we come into realness, which also, like you said, means being true to oneself. I think we're more likely to get there as we get older.
Yeah.
And have lived life and met different types of people.
Sometimes you have to go to the top of what you call the top and come all the way back down to the bottom of what you call the bottom to get real. It's like you said, it's a process. And some people have to go through different types of processes to get real, you know. Now, if we're real, there are some very fake people out here.
Yeah, they are.
And you can tell them when you see them pretty much. I don't know who they think they're fooling.
How about Leah? They are a work in progress. Let's say they're a work in progress. Maybe they're trying to get there. Maybe.
Okay.
Let's hope they are. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because you're right. There are a lot of folks that it's like there's nothing real. There's nothing real about them. But
hey, Rob,
but you know what?
I was going to say, Rob, here's the catch. And here's the catch right here. The real people are not bothered about what I'm saying right now. It's only the unreal people that will be bothered about what I'm saying right now. That's the way it works. They'll start fussing, listening down. If you're not real, it'll bother you. When people start talking about unreal people. It will bother you, man.
Probably at some point it would have bothered all of us because we weren't. I tell you, man, when I came out of college, Leon, when I came out of college, I was not real. You hear me?
Man.
I was towing the company line.
Man, let me tell you something.
I
was trying to smoke cigarettes. I'm not saying anything wrong with people smoking cigarettes. Now, hold up now. But I was trying to smoke cigarettes and all kind of stuff to be whatever. I don't know what kind of rod I was wearing, but I was trying it all, man. Smoking, standing on the block, smoking cigarettes, eating a nab and drinking a Coke because I couldn't afford anything but a nab and a Coke and my cigarette. And it was tough, man. Then one day I realized, I said, man, I really don't have to do this right here, man. I am really not living the way I wish to live. And then one day I realized what I really wanted to do, and I was the happiest man I had ever met. I was telling people all the time, I am the happiest person I know because I have accepted my faults and my gifts and learned to deal with them. Once you do that, you'll be a very happy person. Trust me.
Would you say that being real is synonymous with tapping into your purpose? Do you think those two go hand in hand?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was going to say you can have one without the other, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I'm saying. Okay. If you know what I'm trying to say.
You can have them both.
Right.
You can tap into your purpose and still not be real.
Yeah.
Or you can be real and still haven't tapped into your purpose.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we call that concentricity, where things overlap. So
right.
You can, it's two circles, and when those two circles, where they meet, that little gray area where they overlap, we call that being concentric. So that's the concentricity between realness and your purpose, because I understand you're right. There are some people that are really on their purpose, and they may do all kind of fake shenanigans to pull other people into their purpose. They're not being real.
Right.
And there are some real people out there that can't really tap into their purpose because, like you and I did and many others, we got into these jobs when we got out of school. We got all this debt and cars and houses. And that realness doesn't always pay the bills. So you got to be something that you're not.
Right.
You may be real at heart, but your circumstances won't allow you to be real or to tap into your purpose because you have other things that are more pressing. So you're exactly right. They don't have to. They're not necessarily one and the same, but they can overlap. You're exactly right.
Now let's go back to that word you used, concentricity. Now,
mm-hmm.
Was that a pre-calculus term?
Sorry. I do that sometimes.
Hey, Rob, was that a pre-calculus term?
Well, it probably could be in that mathematical context.
Right.
Well, it simply means where you have two or more different things, and where the areas that they have in common. We call that concentric.
Okay.
Let's just say if you're a Baptist, but you're also a runner. When you put those two circles over each other, the people who are Baptists and runners, they're concentric to those two groups.
Okay.
But that does mean some people are not Baptists and some are not runners. But where they where you have the Baptists who are runners, that's called a concentric. That's a group that's concentric.
Okay.
And yes, it does have mathematical back. It does have a mathematical foundation. The term.
That's what I was thinking. Cause it seemed like I remember Dr. Brown saying that we were one time. I said, blah, blah, blah. You know. So yeah, man. I just want to tell people the day if you're not happy, the day you find yourself, that true self of you, and you get comfort in being that true self, that's when you're gonna be the happiest you'll ever be. There'll be very few things that can disturb you once you reach that true self. You're doing what you want to do. You don't really care who doesn't think what you're doing is cool. You don't care who thinks what you're doing is cool or not. It's just you're doing it, and you're happy doing it. Now, mind you, in order for it to be have comfort in it, it's going to have to be something legal. But you will really be a happy person once you find that true self. When you're doing things because that's what you want to do, you feel like that's what the most powerful has given you the right to do or has commissioned you to do, you'll be a very happy person. I mean, it's just, but I tell you what happens, Robert.
Uh-huh.
Oftentimes people get into situations where they can't be themselves. And I'll go biblical a minute. A lot of times people get involved with people where they are not what they call equally yoked. Mm-hmm. And they kind of stuck not being able to be who they can be. Because their partner, they're not equally yoked. And equally yoked can mean a lot of things that I won't get into right now. But being in a relationship with somebody where you're not equally yoked can be a problem. So you really have to pay attention to people you make lifelong commitments to. That said,
well, you know what, Leon?
Yes,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
I was gonna say I would expand the playing field on that thought.
Okay.
And to include what we call, I would say, let's shun social proof or consensus.
Okay.
And that's kind of it's along the same line of what you're saying about being equally yoked. But I'm saying
right.
It's not necessarily a single individual that may be causing that cognitive dissonance or that anxiety or not allowing you to be your real self. But it could be a group of people. It could be your fraternity. It could be the school you went to, the family you were born into.
Right.
It could be the classmates. It could be any group of people where you're trying to fit in to be accepted by the group.
That's right.
That is the antithesis of real. And it is so powerful.
Amen.
It is so powerful because people by nature, it's a natural instinct. People have a desire to belong.
They
want to fit in, either with their partner, with their group, with their whomever. And that is I think that's one of, if you can get a backbone or whatever you want to call it, and if you can shun social proof, consensus, desire to belong, the lemming effect, herd mentality, that is the first major step to being real. You cannot be real when you are being held hostage by the group. Two are mutually exclusive. They will never mix. So you've got to get away from that belief that you have to do things to fit in with others. And until you do that, you would never be real, as far as I'm concerned. Realness is it's not attainable.
That's right. That's right.
So we breaking down real today. We breaking it down.
Breaking it down. Robert, I tell you this. I'm going to say this about me. If you have to kind of give you an idea of where I am, tell me at the point now where I don't really care what people think about me. It's more like I'm trying to develop or get somebody in position to carry out the mission that I have. That makes sense. And when I do that, in the process of doing that, I catch myself just pulling people in and seeing where they'll go. If they stay, they stay. If they don't, they don't. But I let them know up front why I'm bringing them into my circle. I said, well, tell you what I'm doing. I'm trying to find somebody to carry out this mission I have here. And if they seem interested, they'll seem interested for a while. But what happens is, when I lose a lot of people, is I don't have a lot of money to pay them. So I got to get over that little hurdle right there.
That's a pretty big one, bro. I'm just saying. People got this crazy habit of wanting to eat and buy clothes and put wheels under themselves. So I don't know where they got that from, but
that's killing me, man.
It's crazy. Sorry, bro.
That's killing my dream.
I'm trying to be real with you, but
I appreciate
that's
it.
An obstacle. That's an obstacle.
Yeah, that messes it up a little bit. But anyway, I'm trying to figure that part out. I'm constantly working
on
that.
But you know, Leon.
Yeah, man.
This, I'll tell you again, Leon, if people hear this, I've been beating this drum since Buck was a kid. If you tap into your purpose, and that's not just some talk out of a motivational speaker's book, that's real validity here. And you know it when you've done it. When you're feeling, I don't care how old you are, some people get it. Straight out of the womb. Others, they may be into their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. When that purpose hits you and you realize that you are doing what you have put on this earth to do, and you know it, it's like, this is what I should have been doing all along, but because of life,
right?
I went to school, I went to college, maybe I got a spouse, kids. But at some point, when that purpose hits you, man, let me tell you something. Man, it is oh happy day. And guess what happened, Leon? Those folks, there are people out there who will come work for free, who will support you because it ties into their purpose.
Right. Well, let me say this.
Because I have worked, I'm going to say this quickly, Leon. I have worked with people where I didn't get a single penny. And I'm telling you, I'm not cheap. You got to pay me a lot of money for me to come work for you. I have done work. I didn't get one penny because it was tied to my purpose. As a matter of fact, there's a group of ladies, it's a sorority. I was called by one of their members this week, and they want me to serve on their board. And I said, I get these kind of invites all the time. And I asked the person, I said, why would I do this? And she said something that just like a shot in the heart. She said, because it ties into your purpose. I said, dang, you good. I said, you good, because it's true. It does tie into my purpose.
Right.
Because I was being pulled towards it, but I couldn't understand why. I said, I tell everybody no. But why is this one to me? Why am I trying to make this decision now when in the past I've always said no? And that person summed it up for me. He said, because you are always trying to help business owners, you're trying to help children, you're trying to help people with disabilities, you're trying to help the least of these, and this organization taps into all of that. I said, dang, that summed it up. There you go. So, yes, Leon, you can find those people if it's part of their purpose.
Here's what I was getting ready to say. Yeah. I'm not overlooking the people like Alex Gaddy, Donnie and Evan Pettiford, and Trina Huff, and people and others who have come across the path. See, the problem I have is, I don't get paid by the organization. I'm crazy enough to think everybody else should think that way. That's crazy. That's crazy. So allow people to use the organization for leverage. In other words, if we have a full service kitchen and you know anything about cooking, hey, the kitchen's open for you. If we have whatever.
You're here.
That you use the organization as an incubator for your dreams. So when people come in, I have a brilliant young lady now working with us in our arts department, Alicia Ray Sunshine Halleck. Anyway, she's working with us in the arts department. She's a photographer, and she's now coming in basically volunteering to work with our kids to teach them to sing, teach the singing parts for the Lion King Jr. production, which we hope we can have ready for production in November. So, like I said, if you have people like that coming in and out of the organization, I'm hoping they get as much out of thank you, sir. You know, we're hoping they get as much out of the organization as we're getting out of them, and it's a win-win, for us and them. So it's not like suffering or the organization is suffering. It's just that I just need people to be on notice that we are looking for someone to come in and keep this dream alive, so to speak.
Well, you want Leon people. Now, the fact that they can leverage that to get tangible benefits like the use of the kitchen and things like that. But a greater benefit to them would be the fact that they are self-fulfilling their own purpose. And,
right.
I mean, we don't want to create a slave labor workforce. Nobody wants to do that.
That's
but
right.
I think that if the people they get that feeling of they get that sense of belonging, they get that feeling that I'm making a contribution to society, I'm helping the youth, they may have had a past that they're trying to right or change so that they can feel like they haven't wasted their entire life pursuing these materialistic and all types of wrong things in the past. So there can be some intangible benefit as well as the tangible, like I said, the use of the kitchen. But you by your being the example and making yourself present and visible and keeping that, like my dad could say, keep the door of the church open. In other words, have it welcome mat out at all times. Then those people, they will find you. It doesn't always, they don't come always knocking as fast as we want or as frequently as we want, but they're out there, and sometimes they'll just come for a season or a purpose or a project. And I see it in my business, even though I pay everybody, I don't have a nonprofit, I pay people, but I know that some people come along that I give them a leg up because they needed that boost. They needed that put on their resume. They needed that experience. They needed something to further them along, and I'm glad to provide that. But it's going to be a better match than online. Otherwise, it's probably just not going to be as cohesive or it's not going to run as smoothly. And that's why when I look at people like Alex and Kendall and the Pettifords and people like that, I see people who are really – to me, they are aligned with your purpose. I'm saying they've been around so long and they work so hard. I said, man, ain't no way in the world you can pay these folks for the time you're putting in. I mean, you'd have to have a $1 million payroll.
Trust me, man. They're doing it, like you say, for also part of their purpose. I can just say it for sure. Part of Alex Gaddy's purpose.
Are real. They are real people.
They're real people.
That goes back to our theme. They are real. They're not faking it. They're not doing something for these superficial reasons. They're doing it because they're real. They're real people, and they're fulfilling something that's real for them and important to them. And so I would just say, if you take advice from your big brother, don't be dismayed. They're out there. They may not come as when we want them, but usually, like the Bible say, they're always right on time.
Always on time. Amen to that. Let me tell you this, I'm going to let you go. We got about 8 minutes, but I want to give a big shout-out to the Caraway Foundation here in Anson County. Tina Caraway and her mother, Ms. Sarah Burns, and her cousins and nieces, Kendra and them. Anyway, because of them today, we were able to give out about 100 food boxes.
Wow.
Full of fresh produce, griddle, spicy Italian sausage, and a dozen eggs to about 100 people today. And that's the cost of the effort. It's the cost of the effort.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
Putting one of them boxes aside, man, that sounds delicious. I'm just kidding, man. Go ahead.
Oh, you're not. anyway,
not at all.
Not for that, because that's what you call using your power and living in your purpose. I mean, they don't have to. Tina didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? That's just part of her. It's part of her purpose. She decides she wants to work with these black farmers who have a contract with the U.S. government to grow food and distribute it. So turns out she made contact with these organizations. Now she uses the Hollow Center along with other organizations and places in the community to help distribute the food. Remarkable. It's a remarkable mission and a remarkable plan to distribute it. And it says, I just want to give her a big shout out today for that. I'm going to go on Facebook before tonight, so I've been so busy passing out food boxes, I haven't really been able to go on. I'm going to do that. But in the same day, Robert, I'm sitting here not complaining. See, I was hoping I wasn't sounding like I was complaining. In the same day, like I say, Talisha Ray was up here. Talisha Ray, Sunshine Holly, was up here today working about 5 of our kids for about 2 to 3 hours. Working with them on their parts, their singing, and their script for The Lion King Jr. right here at the center. It's been a remarkable day here at the center, as it is always. And yesterday was a very remarkable day. The high school, the school system, had their convocation, their employee convocation, and I was fortunate enough to be the DJ for that event and got to see our teachers and all of the staff involved with the school system in action, and it gave me hope that we were going to have a very positive school year this year. Yeah, Mr. Howard, big shout out for that. No, I just want to give the superintendent, Mr. Howard McLean, a big shout out for his vision as far as the way he handled that employee conversation yesterday. Not just because he hired me to be the DJ, so I would be fortunate enough to see or witness what was going on, and I was felt very fortunate to do that. Almost so fortunate, I almost didn't send them the invoice, but I did.
Hey, but Leon.
Yes, sir.
That's why I was paying you no mind when you were saying it was hard to find these folks, because I was not privy to the information you just rattled off about the Caraway Foundation and McLean and the school system and the Lion King and all this kind of stuff. Because I'm saying to myself, if the universe works like I know it does, Leon should not be having any problem attracting the kind of folks that he needs. And right after you said it, you went on a roll. I said, I'm
actually not. It's just It's just you know, every day is a new challenge. Let me just put it that way. Every day is a new blessing.
Absolutely.
Just got an email this past week from the North Carolina Arts Council telling us we've been awarded another grant this year to carry out our purposes as far as in the arts department. It's just something, a new blessing every day, man.
Leon, but that is the benefit That is why you have to be real. People can't, you can't attract the kind of folks that you need to attract when you're trying to be something else that you're not. You're going to be attracting those folks to your fake self.
That's right.
It's not going to work out. But if you put your real self out there, you're going to attract the real people that can really help you fulfill your purpose. That was, to me, was the biggest revelation. That was when the scales fell off my eyes. And that's what I try to preach to folks. When you put your real self out there, you attract the real people that can really help you. And all this fake folks and fake help, and folks trying to get over on you and take advantage of you and use you, and they will find you less attractive. But the folks that really want to help you and really tied into your purpose, they will come to the real you if you will only be your real self. You can't be something else and expect to attract the real people and the real help that you need. It just doesn't compute. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, baby. It doesn't work. It does not work. It does not work. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Brothers for Real radio show. Robert and I, Robert Gatewood and Leon Gatewood, are pretty busy people, especially this time of evening. I'm just getting ready to jump onto a Black Voters Matter call, and I'm sure Robert's getting ready to jump onto some other calls. So we're going to get out of here in just a few seconds. Anybody, the number of the lines are still open. The number to call is 215-383-3872. Have something to say in the next couple of minutes, we're willing to listen to you. Otherwise, we're going to start getting ready to get out of here. Is that right, Robert? Oh,
that's
wait.
It. That's right. Remember.
Great, Robert. Tell them what's going on September the 4th, man.
September 4th, the Gatewood Brothers are having their reunion, and we do have a hand raised up here. Having their reunion. We haven't seen together in 30-something years officially. And so we are going to be having that reunion at the Hamlet New Hope Baptist Church in Hamlet. Curtis is going to be speaking. Come on out. It's a free event, September 4th at 11 o'clock service. We're going to have a poster coming out in the next few days. We'll post it on Facebook. And we do have one caller with their hand up over there. You have the floor.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this is Brenda Richardson, Brindley, the model.
Hey,
I want to
address
this to Leon. Leon, your work is not going unnoticed. You are doing a great job. I want to compliment you. Don't get weary in well-doing, because God sees what you're doing, and he got the people that need to be with you that's going to come forth to you. So you just keep doing what you're doing, which is a great job, and just keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing an excellent job. And I just want to say thank you for all your work and your hard work, because I know working with my nephew here in Charlotte, a nonprofit, I know what it can be. So you keep doing what you do, and don't lose heart.
God bless you, Sister Green Leader Model. And check this out. On November the 12th, we have the date set for what we call our donors reception. You've been one of our faithful donors, so you should be expecting to see something in the mail or some other invitation, some other medium in the next few days or so. So hopefully you can make that date, mark that date on your calendar, November 12th.
Yes, I'm going to put it on my calendar right now.
Please do. God bless you for what you have done, the things you continue to do, and we're praying that you continue to do the things you have been doing. God bless. Look, guys, I got to get out of here. It's been live. Thank you. Thank you, Brand Leader Model, for all of you doing, for your encouragement. God bless you, Robert. God bless you.